You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast. I am radio host and theater enthusiast, Lara Scott, along with superstar publicist and theater veteran, Will Armstrong.
Hi, Lara.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready to go into the woods?
I'm so ready. I have my little Red Riding Hood cape on.
Oh, me too. I'm very, very excited. And let's just talk about where Into the Woods comes from, which is based on the original Broadway premiere, which happened in 1987, and with a cast starring incredible performers like Bernadette Peters and Joanna Gleason. Incidentally, Joanna won the Tony Award for Best Actress.
Right, for The Baker's Wife, right? Yeah.
Yes. So many incredible, iconic roles from that show. And after the Broadway show, it went on national tours, regional productions, anniversary productions, even did some stints in London's West End, and now it's here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but in between all of that, of course, there was the movie. A lot of people found out about the play through the film that came out in 2014. Disney did a film adaptation featuring a slew of Hollywood stars, including Meryl Streep, she was the witch, Anna Kendrick as Cinderella, and then Emily Blunt as the baker's wife. And James Corden was in it.
Yeah.
I heard that's kind of how he got his gig, was because of that film.
Amazing.
But we digress. Back to Stephen Sondheim,
yes.
James Lapine.
Mm-hmm. And this particular production at the Amundsen Theater right now is done by the acclaimed Fiasco production, which they reinterpreted this musical in such a refreshing and new way. It was very, very exciting. It's wild and witty romp that takes you in a way that we've never seen the musical before.
Yeah, you know, I think we should just add acclaimed permanently in front of Fiasco production because it was so good. And this was my first time seeing it on stage. So it was a treat for me to see this and kind of compare it to the movie. And it was fun on opening night. Will, in honor of Little Red Riding Hood, we had our matching red outfits. We got to pose for pictures with some of the costumes, which you can see on our Facebook page. And yeah, so cool to be there for opening night at the Amundsen.
Absolutely. I was kind of going for rocking like the Big Bad Wolf, but I ended up looking like Red Riding Hood.
Way too cuddly to be the Big Bad Wolf. Oh my gosh. It's an amazing theater, isn't it? I mean, right in the middle of downtown LA, and the people that work there are fantastic.
They are incredible. From when we got to the theater and they instantly were like, would you like to take a picture? And they took a great photo. You know, when you trust someone when they hand you the iPhone and you get back. And then when we got, we were going to our seats and the women standing by the gate that let us in and told us where our seats were. I think they love theater just as much as I do. It was just so much fun.
It was
the
a great
energy.
Experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
And I just love, Will, you weren't even looking in their direction. You're like, oh, okay, wait, it's Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And then you turned your head and he was there. It's like you can sense the celebrities.
I do. Like, if my superpower is I can spot celebrities, I think, before they can spot themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. And I drive all of my friends crazy because I'll be like, so-and-so, or it's just to me.
It was one of the sons on Desperate Housewives, and I looked, I was like, oh my God, it totally is. And you saw Christina Hendricks, who is Joan on Matt. Well, I mean, she's hard to miss.
I even saw someone from Knott's Landing. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Was Joan Van Ark in the house? Oh my God. Valerie Ewing.
But that's one of the other reasons why I love living in Los Angeles, is because here we are. It's like being on safari and you see a giraffe or a lion, but here it's celebrities.
Celebrity.
And so I love it. And the other thing was, there was such an amazing vibe in the house to look around and see Jesse Tyler Ferguson, like, so entranced and in love with the show. And like these people that I'm used to entertaining me, watching them being entertained by this amazing show.
Yeah, by a truly incredible show. And this is cool because we have an insider here today to take us behind the scenes with Into the Woods.
Yes, that is absolutely right. And I'm very excited because Charles Chatelain is here. He's from the CTG's Young Producers Circle. And he's also a self-professed theater geek, so I'm super psyched to sit down and talk with him.
He's going to fit right in with us. Welcome, Charles Chatelain. Did I say your last name right?
You did.
Okay.
Thank you. And what an incredibly truthful introduction.
Well, we should say, by the way, really quickly that, you know, this is the glamorous world of podcasting. We're in Will's apartment here in Los Angeles around the kitchen table with our hot water with lemon. And we have two microphones for three people. So you might hear some stuff being passed around. Yeah, there's a little behind the scenes glimpse at how we do this. But welcome, Charles.
Thank you very much.
All right. So let's talk about the Center Theater Group and specifically about the Young Producers Circle. I don't know what it is, but it sounds exciting.
It is. Well, it's been very exciting to be a part of it since 2009. Center Theater Group is actually LA's flagship theater. One of the founding theaters, actually, the regional theater movement back in the late 60s. And nationally, Center Theater Group is one of the largest theater companies in the country. So it's very exciting to be a part of it. with the Young Producer Circle. The Young Producer Circle, and we call it YPC because it's sort of our lingo. YPC is a donors group of people in their 20s and 30s and 40s who are sort of getting their start, whether it be philanthropic or networking, social. It's just a chance for them to have an outlet by a love of theater that anchors us all together, and to support the theater, and to actually get an insider scoop as to what it takes to put a show together. And, you know, we love to see what happens after the curtain goes up, but so much happens before the curtain goes up. And being a part of this has actually opened our eyes to so many things that we have been so pleased with.
As a member of the Young Producers Circle, you get access to all sorts of things like after the show parties and to meet the cast and
absolutely, yeah. So there are different levels of membership, and based on people's commitments, based on their time commitments, their age, there could be different reasons. But what it is, after several performances, and Center Theater Group actually has the three theaters that are a part of it are the Amundsen Theater and the Mark Taper Forum in downtown Los Angeles, and then we also have the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. So we try to have a good variety of shows throughout the season, and after we'll get together for performances and afterwards mingle with the cast and with the crew and with each other and talk about what we liked, what really we were surprised with, what moved us, what was amazing, what was not so amazing. Those are all the conversations that we have. But there's also throughout the year, we will have opportunities to have backstage tours and dialogues and various other arts organizations will open up their resources to us. So it's really an exciting year together, and hopefully people have found that it's a lot of fun and they'll continue to renew their membership.
And I suddenly want to produce after hearing about that. I get to go and have all these great discussions. Now, I love that giving back is such a big part of what you guys are doing. You know, just seeing the show, like you were saying, is just kind of part of the story. One of the guys who kind of introduced Into the Woods talked about how you guys are a nonprofit organization. How does that work? Because I always think of theater tickets as being very expensive or, maybe out of reach for a lot of people. But how does that work being a nonprofit?
Well, one of the most rewarding, or at least one of the most satisfying, especially on the donor side, having been part of this, is to see how many things are done through a nonprofit organization like Center Theater Group, giving so many different artists the chance to really make their art come alive on stage, whether it be because they're performers or writers or costumers or set designers. There is so much of a chance for expression. Part of the Young Producer Circle, when we actually get to meet firsthand some of the people who were put, whether it's the cast or the crew, we are learning about, how many people are employed by a company in the show, not just the performers, how much it takes to do something like this and why it's so important as a community development tool to support the arts. And it's been so rewarding to see Center Theater Group partner with other organizations and, watch a lot of other theater companies watch their performances come to life as well. And it's been such a tremendous journey.
Well, that's what I think you hit the nail on the head talking about the fact that it's a community. And being a part of a group like this, it's so much more than you get your ticket, you sit down, you see your show, you clap, you leave. You can be a part of something and be part of that surrounded with other self-professed theater geeks, if you will. But yeah, very, very cool. So I know that Lara and I saw an opening night Into the Woods, and you saw it shortly after that. What did you think about the reinterpretation?
Oh my God, I loved it, and I think so many of our group loved this performance of Into the Woods. Many of us are Sondheim fans, and we know the songs. We're singing them in our heads. We, have it in our minds of what it must look like, being that production design and orchestrations was such a major part of this of Into the Woods. And to see the Fiasco do this in more of a bare bones format was actually so incredible, because we got to relate the songs to life. We got to see a lot more of the meanings that we may not have recognized from singing the songs in our heads over and over again over the years. It was an incredible experience. We absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I had read a review in the Downtown News, and they talked about the piano player being on stage. And I was like, Will, there's just a piano on stage, and people are going to play instruments on stage. It's going to be amazing. And I know for Will, it was kind of shocking to walk in and just see the piano, because he has seen it before with like the big orchestra and these big moments. But I loved what you said, Charles, that when it's kind of stripped down like that, you really get to connect with what they're saying, and the emotion really comes through. It's not buried beneath beautiful music. And I thought it was absolutely terrific. I'd love to see it with a big orchestra. But even so stripped down like that, the songs were still absolutely phenomenal.
It was an emotional journey for all of us. I mean, and especially, you know, in the first act where it's a fairy tale and it's a lot of fun. And I think everybody was very surprised by how much they were actually listening to the content and not necessarily watching these incredible sets come to life, because there's not really that much to see, except for a beautiful production. With the second act, when the show really starts to symbolize human life and a lot of the things that we face in our journey as humans, you know, loss of loved ones and greed and blame, and it made so much more sense. And maybe it's just because being that we're in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, and we're all in a little bit of an existential period, but it just all of us we had tears in our eyes for good reasons, right? But it was very moving for all of us.
Exactly. For me, watching the show, it took me a little while to adjust to the fact that I was watching something different, because I kept feeling myself comparing it to the original piece. And once I allowed myself to let go of it, I really began to embrace how clever and how smart. Like, here we are doing Into the Woods, and there's not one single nature element. It's all things that you would see backstage in the theater, from the ropes that worked as the trees to fluttering script pages that flew together as a flock, and they were Cinderella's birds, and just amazing little creative elements that just came to life and made me, through the entire time, I just kept thinking, these people are so clever. It was just really, really amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's already an awesome book by James Lapine. We should mention him to begin with. But I love too, Charles, how they played this one for laughs. It was like mascara streaming down my face, kind of like a full-on Alice Cooper moment. Like just the way they handle the cow, where it's an actor with a cowbell around his neck going, moo. Like
right. That.
Or like Rapunzel's hair. And just those little touches. It was so funny. But again, there are those touching moments, like you were saying, in the second act. It just kind of totally turns. And I was, okay, spoiler alert. I told Will, I'm like, everyone's dead. Oh my God. It's like the ending of, spoiler alert, Rogue One. Well, not everyone, but most everyone. Like, you know, you have this, and they're dealing with these big life situations, like a couple who can't have a child and are willing to go to some very great lengths to get one. A mom that wishes that her family could be rich. This show really made me think about what we wish for, having the wish come true, but not necessarily getting the happy ending that you'd hoped for. And then how do you navigate life after that? I mean, that's a big question.
That's an amazing way to sum that up. That I'm
Thank
so
you. It's
impressed.
All I got. Yeah.
I mean, where is Sondheim? Bring him in.
He's in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And I just feel that we are incredibly lucky to see the Fiasco Theater Company here in Los Angeles, and to be able to, because the work that they're doing, basically, if you check out fiascotheater.com, I pulled this right off the website, but it says their mission is to offer dynamic, joyful, actor-driven productions of classic and new plays, and to offer high-level theatrical training through classes and workshops. So it's just, again, it's about community. It's about everyone, whether you're on stage or behind the stage, it's about raising this community up and lifting us forward. And it's just such an inspiring time to be involved in theater. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can find out more at fiascotheater.com. We'll also post the link on our Facebook page. And you know what, Charles? Do you think that they accomplished their mission with this production of Into the Woods? Do you think that the reception was what they were hoping for? Do you think it came to life the way that they envisioned it?
Oh, I with our group, they did. Absolutely. And I mean, there was extreme, there was just an extremely great sense of satisfaction in the audience. I definitely think they accomplished their goal, and we absolutely enjoyed it. And it will be one of the great memories of the Young Producer Circle.
Nice. You also mentioned that philanthropy earlier was a big part of the whole movement. I'd love for you to share some information for how listeners can help support the arts if they're here in Los Angeles.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, Los Angeles, it's an exciting time because it's relatively new to many of us that, you know, Los Angeles is a hot theater town, and that wasn't always the case. We especially in the contemporary art scene, LA is the place to be. And the fact that many playwrights and many directors are actually focusing on Los Angeles as a place to watch their art sort of come alive and find a home before it goes to Broadway. The LA audiences are extremely kind and generous and supportive. And how can you not want to support something when you are surrounded by people who want to support something that is so, that makes our community such a great place to be? So definitely, you know, if you're someone in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, the Young Producer Circle is a great place to experience that with other people around your age. Many of us are in the professional world. We all come from different walks of life, different careers, different backgrounds. But the thing that really ties us together is the theater. It's what we love from it. Many of us have had business contacts made through this group. We have made lifelong friendships. We've even had a few romances come from this. So there's more reasons than just amazing productions to actually consider supporting the arts. If you want to find out more, you can go to ctgla.org/YPC. And again, YPC is for Young Producer Circle.
That's amazing. And Charles, just on a personal note, I love this story of how you got into theater. Do you want to share that and how Barbara Walters was involved?
Well, you know, my parents, I was very fortunate. They were always big supporters of the arts and you know, we did definitely attend a lot of performances as a child, but to see the big ones, like what was going on in the 80s on Broadway, there was a 2020 episode. It was a Barbara Walters interview with Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I was probably in the fourth grade, and that's when she covered Cats and Evita and Phantom of the Opera, and my parents actually had a cassette tape. It was Andrew Lloyd Webber's Greats, and I went after I saw it and played it, and that cassette never left the cassette player. I think until compact disc came out, it was all I listened to, and knew that it was something that I definitely wanted to be a part of.
It's so amazing because I feel like where you just talked about those great musicals that we know from our childhood, like that was the golden age of Broadway for me. I feel like we're having a resurgence in that energy, and it's spilling into television and film and the stage. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, so you think about even Frozen, you know, they had the couple from Broadway that was doing all the songs, then Beauty and the Beast, which Will and I are going to talk about soon. And it's so funny, Charles, because I grew up on Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Sweeney Todd was the first Sondheim musical that I saw. And I didn't quite get it. I'm like, wait, so they're killing him and in the pie, and you know. And it wasn't that big, lush production that I was kind of used to. And now, like, I think he is the wittiest, most amazing. The lyrics to these songs, and again, the truths about life is just incredible. So I truly hope everyone gets to go see Into the Woods at the Omison. It's going to be there through May 14th. So as we're recording this, there's about a month left. Go check it out. And like you were saying, especially downtown LA too, and then also the Pantages in Hollywood, so many fantastic shows. You could be out almost every night of the week. Okay.
Absolutely. And even in Culver City, too, there is a lot of new play development happening at the Kirk Douglas. And it's a chance to see some really great work.
Well, this is so great, Charles. And we want to thank you so much. We'll be sure to share links on our social media. And if you'd like to see Into the Woods yourselves, it'll be at the Omelinson, as we said, till the 14th. And tickets are available at centertheatergroup.org.
Charles, real quick, what's a recommendation for a good place to have dinner before the show?
Oh, my. Many great. But I think probably the popular one among our group is definitely the Odeum, because it's in walking distance to the Music Center, where if you have a show tickets at the Omelinson or the Mark Taper Forum, you can definitely make it to the show in time.
And that's important. Yes. Yeah, you don't want to be late. You don't want to miss a minute of this. So important. So thank you again, Charles. And our official website is westofbroadwaypodcast.com. You can find all two of our episodes there. Yes. More to come, plus additional videos and content. And if you like the show, please, pretty please, like, subscribe, and comment. It's how others discover the podcast. We can help spread the word about theater in LA.
That's all for now. So thank you so much for listening. We hope you check out our next episode as soon as it's ready. And if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.